Hey Morris, how are you doing?
Yeah, very, very good. And good morning, everyone.
Something that everybody has to do is cook. And 100 years ago, we didn't used to have like fridges and microwaves and things like all of that luxury. But of course, we're looking into the future as well. What kind of stuff are we going to have in 100 years' time from now?
We're going to have really different types of appliances, different types of kitchens, different types of utensils, all sorts of things that we use premising. I mean, let's do the spoiler alert right at the front. The spoiler alert is that we'll still be eating food. None of this nonsense about drinking some liquid once a week or something. We will be eating food as humans. We will still be cooking to some degree. What that cooking means will be very, very different. As you said, 100 years ago, it was different from today. But the reality is that our kitchens, our appliances, our cupboards, even our rubbish tins, our spice racks, all of those are just starting to get an overhaul. And some of the things we're just about to talk about are already available in some of the really, really high-end appliances, and they'll become more ordinary over the next 5 to 10 years.
I know that we've had things like smart lights and Google Homes that can control all of the appliances around our house, but how do you think this is going to start working in the kitchen?
The first thing is something we've talked about forever. I mean, I've heard people talk about it. I've talked about it for 20 years or so, and that's what's called the smart kitchen, the cupboard that knows what's in it. It knows what tins are there, what produce is there, what dried goods are there. It knows how often you take them out and the sorts of things you take them out for, because it's kind of connected to the rest of the kitchen, so it knows the recipes you want. That connects up to a smart fridge, which again knows all the things I've just described. And all of our cupboards kind of talk to each other for us and about us, about what's in them. That may seem far-fetched already, but in America, you can already get deliveries based on that, where you don't need to actually ask for more spaghetti or something. The cupboard actually knows it's empty. It knows you use it every couple of weeks, and it will order it as part of an ongoing order to somebody like Amazon, who will actually deliver it, with your permission, into your house and into your fridge or into your cupboard.
That seems to be, I mean, maybe not that far off. Are there going to be kind of specific things that we might not expect?
There are a whole slew of them. So that's the kind of service already around. You're absolutely right. But imagine a smart countertop, the bench that we use. Some people like to get scales out and measure up 100 grams of this or a litre of that. Imagine if the countertop itself could actually weigh what's on it, independently of everything else that's there, and give you the correct measurement for it and keep allowing you to add things to it so it knows all the ingredients are in the right order with the right volume. What about a rubbish tin that knows what's just gone into it and runs back to the kitchen, not physically, but digitally, runs back into the kitchen and says, well, has Morris or Atlas got a replacement for that in the cupboard or in the fridge? If not, let's pop it onto the shopping list or let's order it. What about an oven that actually knows what you're about to cook? You've told it what's about to go in, and instead of having to press any buttons, it does it for you. It puts the lasagna on for the perfect amount of time, at the perfect heat, cooks the roast lamb, cooks the veggies, whatever you want, without you having to say what it is and asking for anything specific. Just pop it in the oven, shut the door, and wait for it to be finished.
With so many tech things, I think the question to ask is, do we think that it will be a fad or a phase, or do you think that this might actually continue on?
It's going to be a bit of both, as always. Some people will love this. I think it's going to be a great boon for convenience foods. For the things where we might not have enough time during the week to be able to cook them in the traditional slow way that our mothers and our grandmothers want us to do, maybe this is a shortcut to getting it done, but still, we're getting it done. We're not going out and buying things, which is not a terrible thing, but not something everybody necessarily wants to do every day. And for those that enjoy the whole cooking experience, that will still be around forever. That's the beauty of the future and the immediate past, but the future especially, is that I'm hoping we'll have all kinds of possibilities that really make our lives easier, because that's what tech should be all about. It should really be about augmenting, helping us to live really healthy, positive lives, making life choices and decisions that are things we want to have and want to do.
I'll share one of my favourite kind of kitchen AI things that I've seen recently. Google has an AI where you can tell it two food cultures, whether it's a main meal, a side dish, a dessert, and how many people you're serving for, and it comes up with a recipe all by itself.
Yeah, isn't it incredible? It's phenomenal, the things that you can get done now. So, great example.
Well, Morris, thank you so much for chatting to us about techno kitchens.
A pleasure as always. Have a great week, everyone.
Maurice Mizzell, you can find him at www.morrisfuturist.com. This is Albany's 783 Triple M.